jobs are lost with Aerojet Rocketdyne leaving the area. We also know that the recreational marijuana industry is starting to blossom here in the Sacramento area and will only get bigger. So lots to talk about with Peter Tatishi. He's the president and CEO of the Sacramento Metro Chamber of Commerce. He's joined us in the studio this morning. By the way, we are on Facebook Live this morning. Morning, Peter.
Good morning.
All right, first of all, your reaction to Aerojet Rocketdyne leaving.
Well, it's a very sad day. I mean, this is an end to an era. The company has been manufacturing here since 1950. You know, those who have been born and raised here know people who, I mean, we've all grown up with people who worked at Aerojet. So to see, 1,100 jobs leave our region, these are good-paying jobs. These are high-wage jobs. These are things that... really are going to hurt, our opportunities as an economy and as a region. And so we're very sad to hear this news. But we're not surprised either. When you look at the aerospace industry, it used to be headquartered in California and it's moved. And so for Aerojet and Rocketdyne to stay competitive, they have to go where their competitors are. And, California has not been that place or been that hub for manufacturing the way that it should be.
Yeah. And, no matter how much you or the chamber or other cities, offer these incentives around California, the bottom line is this state is not a business-friendly state. And I don't know who can change that or if it can be changed.
That's on the people of California. It's in who we elect and talking with our representatives, talking with our governor and saying these are important jobs. These are important pieces of our economy and quality of life. I mean, without good paying jobs, you don't have a good quality of life. And so we have to remember that. And I think it's upon all of the people of California to really work with their legislators, work with our government and say it has to be a priority to prioritize good paying jobs and manufacturing should be a priority.
Yeah, and you look at the future, too. And so if I worked for Aerojet Rocketdyne and I was told yesterday that I was going to be out of a job, so then what do you do? Do you move to Huntsville, Alabama? Do you stay here and try to find another job? And if you want to do that, we talked about it, the recreational pot industry is blossoming here and could possibly be booming here. So it would be very odd to work at Rocketdyne and then also all of a sudden open up a pot shop.
Very true. And they're different skill sets for sure, but
also very
really?
True.
But
a job is a job and a company is a company.
And at this point, jobs are jobs and we're the Metro Chamber, we're supportive of anything that can help us create more opportunities and more jobs, for people across our region. And so as marijuana is coming online based on, the people's decision to legalize it, we can capitalize on those opportunities. I think the city of Sacramento is looking at ways in which they can look at the manufacturing of it, which, that can create more opportunities as well. So, yes, there are opportunities not everywhere in the region. Remember, yes, you can have recreational uses. Yes, you can grow so many plants for personal use. But to manufacture it, you actually have to have an ordinance in place by your local municipality. And so those don't exist everywhere in the region. Mm-hmm. The city of Sacramento is the one that's kind of leading the way in our region in that space.
How would you go out as somebody with a Metro Chamber and promote that? It's a little different than promoting tourism and business and industry.
Around with a bong in your hand.
How do you go out and attract that? Because as John Lobertini was telling us, this could be $4 billion to the industry and 20,000 jobs, too.
Right. And so for us, it's not really about promotion. It's about the, working with the city to make sure that those understand that this is where you can legally grow in the manufacturing spaces where the volume can actually occur. And so, a lot of places are saying no to the manufacturing side of it. And that means that people are going to be forced into finding who is saying yes. And so not that we'll go around promoting it that way, but we will actually...
You don't know. I mean, I know you're saying that now, and I totally understand that and agree right now. But, who knows what's going to happen over the next year as things change? You just don't know.
We don't know. And this is a new industry for all of California to start adapting to. You've seen Colorado, adapting to it and in some cases well. And in some cases, they still need some improvements. And I think, it's on us actually look at those who have gone forward in advance of us to make sure that we can learn lessons quickly so that we can be successful in this space.
Yeah. And the whole thing about it is, and we got to go, but the whole thing about it is too, is that this is just another big hit for our region, and we don't need these hits, and we got to do something about the red tape and the regulations.
Absolutely. We can't keep losing our foundational jobs and foundational companies and hope that these other opportunities can just backfill. We should be growing upon them.
Yeah, exactly. Peter, thanks very much. Appreciate
Always
it.
Always happy to be here.
Good to have you here, too. Peter Tatishi, CEO and President of the Sacramento Metro Chamber of Commerce.